More Business Briefing right now on FM News 101.
And hope you're enjoying this gorgeous weekend across the Pacific Northwest. Welcome back as we continue our conversation with Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title, based right here in Lake Oswego. And Pat, we want to talk more big picture stuff here in this segment with you. I know Big Ben Bernanke and the Fed, they've got the meeting coming up, I believe, in Jackson Hole, the summit here later this month. Do you expect to see the unveiling of a QE3 at this meeting, or with the job numbers we just saw, they're going to have to hold off on that?
You know, I think a little bit depends on how you define QE3. I do expect to hear more conversation about keeping the rates low for a longer period of time. I think that conversation has also already started. And that does have an interesting effect on the market. You know, they have talked about through 2014, any indication into 2015, of course, is very positive for keeping rates down. So I'd be surprised if they went further than that at this time, because the impression of it having a political impact or being politically motivated is such that they have to take it in consideration. There's a great deal of argument whether or not they are sensitive to that. My gut is they have to be a little bit sensitive to it. My instinct also is that once the election is passed, you will see some targeted marketing of long-term mortgage securities or mortgages, and in order to keep the mortgage rates low to help the housing market. I'll be real surprised if that doesn't occur after the election. And so I think those are the two things you'll see in the immediate future: some discussion about keeping rates low, and then some active efforts to keep long-term mortgage rates down after the election.
And with that in mind, the Boston Fed president, I believe his name is Rosengren, calling for more aggressive bond and MBS, as in mortgage-backed security buying. I want to ask you this question from this angle. We already have mortgage rates that are on a 30-year fixed around 3.5%, give or take. You have told me, and Mark Hanna, directors, agrees, that we can't really get much lower than, say, 3% on a 30-year fixed due to the cost of processing those loans. So what good would it do for the Fed to aggressively buy more MBS? I mean, would it or could it drive the rate down to 3%, and how much of an impact would that have?
I don't know that it would necessarily drive the rate down further, but I think it would keep the rate at this level, even though there is a growing acceptance of uncertainty in the world. And what I'm talking about here is that the European situation is still muddled. You know, France and Great Britain are now officially in a recession. We still have all the issues in Southern Europe. So we have the overhang of Europe, but the impact of the European overhang is less now than it was a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
People seem to be getting used to the idea the world's not going to end. China is not going to collapse. Europe's not going to collapse. So we've seen some movement out of the 10-year bond, out of safety, into more aggressive risk-based investments. So I think my instinct here is that as time goes by, even though things don't necessarily improve dramatically, people get habituated, for lack of a better term,
yeah,
to uncertainty, and they tend to be a little bit more aggressive seeking yield, risk-based investments. So I think the Fed would be more inclined to try to keep long-term interest rates below 4% should there be any uptick in the economy, in order to facilitate more refinancing and more home purchases. There are still 20 million homes out there with interest rates above 5% that qualify to be refinanced.
Remarkable.
Yeah, and we're going to refinance 4 million this year. So if we kept going for a couple more years, we would significantly reduce the impact of the amount of debt people are carrying.
The refinancing of America,
that's it,
continues. That's what it is. And you read my mind, Pat, on the European situation. You know, I thought about that. The word I would use maybe is desensitized to what's going on in Europe. It's gone on for so long now, and it, you know, at crisis levels. And you're right. I think, okay, you know, we realize that the world isn't going to end in Europe. It's not pretty. It's downright ugly, but life goes on, right?
It goes on. And you know, if you have access to any European news articles, their view of it is a heck of a lot less alarmist than our view of it. Now, maybe they're being naive, I certainly think they're concerned. I certainly think they would love to fix the problem. I know that their banking system, the banking system in Spain is under duress, and Spain and Italy are problematic. They know that, but they're not anticipating the world ending. So I do believe that we're becoming desensitized a little bit to it. I will guarantee you money will move quickly on every piece of negative news. Don't doubt for a moment that money will run for shelter every time there's a hiccup. But I think long-term people understand that they're going to have a recession in Europe, that they will either get this fixed or it will go away, but we'll live through it.
Yeah, we will. Pat Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group, WFG National Title, joining us. They are based in Lake Oswego. And, Pat, let's backtrack a little bit and talk about those job numbers a week or so ago. Good numbers. We saw the unemployment rate, a separate measure, tick upward. Do you think that that little rally in jobs is sustainable?
Well, yeah, I think I've been fairly consistent in taking a very long-term view towards the economy being fixed. I do not, my gut, Brian, and you're not asking this question, but I will tell you, I don't think there is anything policy-wise that can be done to meaningfully accelerate this recovery. It is still a credit-related problem.
Yeah.
We are leveraged to the hilt. You know, consumer debt as a percentage of income is at about 114% now. That's down from 133%, but it was at 114% in 2005. So we are now back from a credit viewpoint, credit exposure and credit debt overhang. The average American consumer is back to where they were in 2005. Now, to put that into some perspective, in 1990, that percentage was 85%. So we're at 114% now. You know, so you know the ability to go out and spend money and increase and improve the economy. I mean, the consumption is still 65 to 70% of our GDP. So there really is no driver to increase economic activity to increase employment, and there's nothing that policymakers can do about it. It's going to take time to work off the debt, refinance it, pay it off, get that percentage of debt to personal income down to a realistic level.
You know, Pat, too, I mean, this is a much broader question and another bonus question for you here on a Sunday afternoon. But, I mean, you look at what's happened not only to our country but our world in the past, five-plus years now since this first hit in August of 2007. I know many people think it was 8, but it was actually the summer of 2007. We recall that vividly in the mortgage market at that point. And, you know, I talked to guys my vintage, late 30s, early 40s, who have been through this, and it's the first time they've been through something of this magnitude. And, you know, the attitude has changed. If I make $100,000 or $200,000 or $1 million a year, whatever the number is, you know, in the past I would have bought this or done that or spent this. And now the attitude is, you know what? I'm not spending that money. I'm paying off the debt. I'm going to save the money. It's almost like this was the Great Depression of the 21st century.
Well, I think it certainly has had an impact on behavior. How long it lasts is a good question. You know, I spoke at a conference in San Francisco last week, and, you know, one of the conversations that centered around how the impact of this recession, especially on the financial markets, and we were kidding around a little bit about, well, the early 80s, we never thought we'd see mortgage rates under 10% or you know, fixed-rate mortgages.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody was doing everything. Everybody planned on living their life differently than they'd lived it in the 70s, you know, period of high inflation.
Yeah.
So, and that lasted, that did last. That lasted 10 years. And so my gut is, Brian, you know, this will have an effect on our behavior as consumers, you know, for probably another 10 years. But sometime we'll go back to being crazy. I mean, that's human behavior.
Yeah, it is. And there have been a number of books I know you've read, I've read as well, that touch on that and how, you know, we have this short-term memory and, you know, things you thought you'd never see, we do, right?
Yep.
And I will say this, though, Pat, and I'll get your quick opinion on this in 30 seconds. We probably won't see rates this low in our lifetime, will we?
That's a good question. If we become Japan, we'll have them for a long time. I don't know. I hate to say never, Brian, because I'm usually wrong.
As the cliche goes, never say never, right?
Yep.
Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title. Thanks for joining us, Pat. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. When we come back, we'll put a wrap on this hour of Business Briefing. I know so many of you out there want to kill Oregon's death tax before it kills your business. We'll talk about that coming up after a quick break.